Bruni is president of Boston Pride that takes place June 6th through June 15th. He's here to tell us about the fabulous events planned for this year's celebration and give us his spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Sylvain.
Hi, Charlotte. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Doing very well. Thank you.
Tell us about Boston Pride and this year's theme, Be Yourself, Change the World.
So this year is Boston Pride's 44th edition, and we have over 20 official events already scheduled for the 10 days of Pride, as you said, June 6th to the 15th. And the theme, Be Yourself, Change the World, basically is there to illustrate and encourage the LGBT community to embrace what makes each individual unique, and to use all of our qualities to change the world for the better. It is an encouragement to really be out there, show who we are, what we do in the world, and how we contribute to the larger community. So we are very proud of this theme that has a little bit of an international connotation to it, and showing the place of Boston, our community, in the world.
How did you get involved?
Originally, I'm from France, and I came to the United States in 2003, and I was looking for being involved in some community organizations, and that's when I joined Boston Pride. I saw they had, at the time, a call for volunteers, so I joined at a meeting, and the people were nice. It was very friendly and very exciting, you know, to be part of the larger community and of the celebration and planning things. So I really had a kick, and, you know, I just stayed on, and then I was recruited to organize the parade, so I did that for a couple of years. Then they asked me to plan one of the block parties at the end of Pride, and I did that for another couple of years. And then in 2007, I joined the board, and then as of this January, I'm the president. So it was basically going from the very beginning to the very end of what you can do in an organization.
What are some of these special events this year?
Well, we still have the more traditional events that we do every year, like the flag raising at City Hall Plaza, Pride Day at Faneuil Hall. We have, obviously, a lot of club nights. We have the parade and the festival on June 14th. And, obviously, we're doing our block parties again on the Sunday to close off Pride Week. Some of the great things that are pretty new here are the Queeroke that's going to happen on June 12th. It's the second year we're going to do it. We're very proud of that. It's in JP. We also have the Pride Night at Fenway Park that's coming again, that's returning for the enjoyment of sports fans during Pride Week. It's going to be also on June 12th. We're going to have a human rights panel on June 9th. We're going to be looking at international LGBT human rights issues, which is a continuation of the kind of human rights topic that we want to address within Pride Week. And there are some new things we're putting on with a variety of events. So, for example, the block party in Back Bay will have a VIP area. This is coming from suggestions from the community that we've received over the last couple of years, and asking to have, you know, some area with a private bar with shaded area. We created this VIP area for this year, and we'll see how it works. So we are very happy to offer that to the community because it's been requested, so we are trying it out this year. We also have one event that is returning on the evening of Pride Day, and that would be the Youth Dance. So we are very proud of this event that occurs right after the festival, and it's going to be held at City Hall. And it's an event that's for the youth in our community to be able to celebrate in a safe space during Pride. So we are very happy about this, and very proud to offer, you know, this youth programming.
Who will be performing this year?
We have a great lineup for the entertainment on the stage at the festival. We have five headliners who are going to be hopefully delighting the crowd. And number one is Mary Lambert. You know her from the Macklemore and Ryan Lewis single Same Love. So she actually wrote the song and performed it with them at the Grammys and with Madonna. You remember the wedding ceremony on stage. So we are very thrilled to have Mary Lambert join us for Pride this year. We also have A Great Big World that is going to come to Boston and perform all of their hits. We will have Alex Newell, whom you know from the show on TV as Unique Adams, and J.D. Samson, who is a trans performer from New York City, and finally a diva, Jeannie Tracy, who is going to be performing her big hits as well on the stage. So we are very happy to have this very diverse lineup for the festival this year.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
My commitment to LGBT civil rights is being involved and taking part in the various activities that are done. I really think that's upon every one of us to actually contribute to the community and do whatever we can to move the community forward and to bring the services, the awareness, the talent, the skills, the competencies that we have to make the environment overall better for everyone. Specifically here in terms of civil rights and the work that we do with Boston Pride, we think it is very important that we continue to raise awareness about what's happening outside of the Boston area and beyond the United States around the world. We have for a couple of years held some human rights panels during Pride Week, and I think it's an essential component of the programming that we offer because a lot of folks here in the community are not necessarily aware that, granted, there are lots of improvements that need to occur in Boston, in Massachusetts, and in the United States. There is also really a lot of work that is needed outside of the country, and it's important for people to know about this and participate if they can. So we're very delighted to actually offer this kind of programming because, you know, for every one of us at Boston Pride, it really resonates personally as a commitment to LGBT human rights around the world.
What would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in 2014?
I think that some of the great hopes that we have for 2014 are to pass several of the bills that are currently being considered for LGBT equality. So there are a lot of organizations in the community that are working really hard to pass legislation, and, you know, GLAAD is working hard. We know MTPC is working hard on this, mass equality as well. So I really want to see some progress there so that we can celebrate that, you know, at Pride and the community in general. But I think the focus on trans equality and non-discrimination, the focus on our youth and ensuring that youth homelessness, for example, LGBT youth homelessness, is something that is addressed, I think is very important. And we also should not forget our seniors. The senior community within the LGBT community is obviously growing, and it is important that we ensure that there is no discrimination toward LGBT seniors when it comes to retirement, for example. I'm glad to see that we are a very active community that is lobbying and working to pass on legislation that will resolve those gaps.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
My main advice to our youth and the LGBTQ teens who may feel ostracized or a little on the sidelines is to join at Pride, to come over and be part of the community. Come to the festival and look at all the resources that are available for you specifically. I mean, we do have a lot of folks who are going to be exhibiting at the festival that do provide resources for the youth, and they do have services that can be anonymous to really tackle those very specific problems and feelings that our youth community face. Now, it is important to, as being part of the community, to come to Pride to see that you're not alone. And we always say at Boston Pride that it's always somebody's first Pride, and that's why we are really working very hard to ensure that the celebration is the most welcoming possible, so that in particular when our youth may be facing bullying at school or, you know, discrimination even from their own parents, that they can actually, you know, at least enjoy a full weekend of celebration in a safe environment, and they can be who they are without any threat around them. And so that's what I would encourage them to do, you know, participate in Pride, to be part of the community, to see what resources are available and to engage with those service providers so, you know, things can get better.
How can people get information about Boston Pride?
There are plenty of ways to get information about Boston Pride. The first thing I would recommend is to go on iTunes or Google Play and download the free Boston Pride app. It's been a couple of years now that we've had this app. It's very successful. We push a lot of information in real time to it, so you know exactly, you know, the most up-to-date calendar of events and what's happening during the celebration. In addition to that, obviously, the Boston Pride website, it's very simple. It's bostonpride.org. O-R-G, and you can get all of the information there as well, the calendar of events, the detail for each event. You can purchase the tickets for a variety of events, like the VIP area I mentioned earlier. It is the kind of the central point of information for all of the Pride-related programming that we do.
What other projects are you working on?
Some of the great projects that we are currently working on include our participation in World Pride. As you may be aware, World Pride is going to be in Toronto at the end of June. It's going to be the first time that World Pride is on this side of the Atlantic in North America, and we are going to have a Boston delegation marching in the World Pride Parade, exhibiting at the World Pride Festival. And so this is something that we are currently planning in parallel with Pride, obviously. And we're very excited to actually bring some visibility to our community and our city and our state, to Toronto and basically to the world. So we are very excited about that, and we invite everybody to join us in Toronto at the end of June. We are also looking at additional programming throughout the year. Boston Pride, let's say, over the years has, you know, tried out a few events here and there to see what the community response would be, what the community is interested in having us do. You know, we are a community-based organization. We are all volunteers, so we are really there to serve the community needs. And so this year we're going to continue doing that and to get the suggestions from the community and start planning events year-round. Obviously, we have our open houses that occur regularly. We do have Latino Pride in September. We do have some holiday vacation kind of programming, and then obviously we get into a new cycle for next year. And this is one of the biggest things we are currently working on, which is the celebration of the 45th anniversary of Boston Pride in 2015. So we've started the planning and the production of all of the events that will occur in June 2015.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
Yes, there are a couple of questions. For example, how can I volunteer for Boston Pride? We are always looking for more volunteers. We still have a couple of slots open for this year, so we really encourage people to come and visit bostonpride.org/volunteer and then sign up to be a volunteer during Pride. You know, shifts are, you know, between 2 and 4 hours. It's a very good way to be involved with Pride and to meet other people there and to really, you know, give back to the community and contribute to the celebration. And obviously, we will feed you. So it's free food as well for everybody who volunteers. So bostonpride.org/volunteer if people are interested.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
Yes, and as I said earlier, actually, our biggest mantra is that it's always somebody's first Pride. And so this is what motivates us when getting all of the pieces of the puzzle together for Pride starts being very, you know, tiring and complex and difficult to perform. We always remember that at the end of the tunnel, there is a Pride celebration that may be the first one for an LGBT youth, for example. And so it is important that we do our best to deliver the best service to the community and the best programming to the community, so that that youth is going to have the time of their life at Pride and realize that they are not alone, that there is a support network around them, there are people like them, and that there are services that they can rely on if they need to. So for us, you know, it's a hard thing to plan Pride, but we are very committed, and when things start to be very difficult, we remember that it's always somebody's first Pride.